Following North Korea's missile tests observed by leader Kim Jong-un, Pyongyang said it has no choice but to bolster its military deterrent. We're forced to continue to develop super powerful weapons systems to remove the potential and direct threats to the security of our country that exist in the South. The U.S. and South Korea are set to have joint military exercises next month, a plan which has drawn condemnations from Pyongyang. Washington, however, calls for dialogue.
We want to have diplomatic engagement with the North Koreans, and we, you know, continue to urge the North Koreans to resolve all of the things that the President and that Chairman Kim have talked about through diplomacy.
The U.S. and North Korea have held three leadership meetings, beginning with the Singapore summit back in June 2018. While tensions between the two countries have been reduced, outstanding issues have proven difficult to resolve.
North Korea wants to get rid of those sanctions imposed by the U.S. and the U.N. So there's a trade-off involved here. You're not going to get anywhere if you don't agree on a step-by-step process. And finally, North Korea gets rid of its nuclear program over a period of time.
South Korea has also this year commenced the deployment of 40 F-35 Joint Strike Fighter jets purchased from the United States. The move has further strained ties and jeopardized denuclearization talks. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and U.S. President Donald Trump agreed to reestablish dialogue on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and sanctions relief for North Korea at their recent meeting at the DMZ. Now it appears the delay in those discussions will drag on as the two sides negotiate by other means. Frank Smith, Press TV, Seoul.